And we're coming to you live from the Indigo Hotel, the lobby, right across from the Grand Traverse Bay. Not a better place to stay in all of Traverse City. The 98th Annual International Cherry Festival is going on. You're listening to Focus with Paul W. Smith. I'm Kevin Dietz. You can get all the information about the Cherry Festival at cherryfestival.org, and we are being sponsored today by Pure Michigan. The Grand Traverse Pie Company, it is known for its handcrafted pies made from Michigan's finest fruits. They have a deep connection to the local community and to the land. Their dedication to quality just it extends beyond food, because they actively engage in charitable work such as supporting the Grand Traverse Regional Community Foundation and mentoring foster care youth. Their commitment to community and passion for pie making just makes them really one of our beloved institutions in Michigan. That's why we're happy to have Mike Busley of the Grand Traverse Pie Company back on with us again. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You
Kevin.
Come bearing gifts. Something called the Fruits of Summer Pie, and it absolutely smells delicious. And it's got the Michigan mitten, as we come to know it, with the Upper Peninsula there stamped right into the middle of the pie. Tell us a little bit about the Fruits of Summer Pie.
Well, this is the first time this pie is half blueberry, half cherry.
Okay.
So the Fruits of Summer in Michigan, the two biggest ag fruits are cherries and blueberries for the summer, apples in fall, of course. But we teamed up, and you mentioned Pure Michigan sponsoring. We've been partners with Pure Michigan for many years, and this pie is kind of like our stronger partnership with Pure Michigan to highlight the ag of our state. All the flour, all the sugar is from Michigan. So we have all areas of the state represented, the blueberries in the south, the flour from the central part of the state, the sugar beets from the eastern part of the state, and then the cherries up here. So it's the first time we've combined these two fruits with this topping, and we wanted to highlight it. It launched in Memorial Day, and we're going to run it through September. And it's just kind of a blue box. The packaging is different.
It is.
The message is different. One of the messages we have, in addition to ag, is about kids.
Yes.
And you'll see on a panel here, My Kids Matter.
Right.
And it's part of My Leap state organization, which is the purpose is to help early childhood development. Have resources and information on their website, and how to get pre-K, access to pre-K education, child care, prenatal information, helpful hints for parents. So we're really trying to use the Pure Michigan Ag and Fruits of Summer to also shine a light on the Pure Michigan kids that we have. So we feel like this is a real special pie, and a special message that we have. We want everybody to hopefully learn more about how to keep our kids.
Now, how do I keep the cherry from the blueberry?
No.
It's just going to mesh.
You know, it's kind of like red and blue, okay? You put red and blue together, and it actually comes out better.
America.
You don't stay over on this side or that side. Let's mix it up a little bit and see what happens.
I love it.
So that's our metaphor for that.
You talk about using products made and developed here in state, like the flour, the sugar, and stuff. It's more than just about making the pie taste great. It really helps families stay alive, farms stay open. It's a bigger message than people might think.
Yeah, it's on several levels. I think on the economic multiplier of keeping the dollars. Somebody buys a pie from us. We buy cherries from Smelter Orchard Company, the processor. The distributor is a Michigan company. The growers are Michigan companies. So you just churn in that money through Michigan. So it magnifies the benefit. But also, I think we know the farmers, you know, the Amos family and the Saylor family and the Bryan families from, you know, the orchards and the processors. And we know the folks down in Howell, Kingflower, for generations. They've been doing good things in Howell. And doing good things with the growers across the state. So you know the people. And when you know the people, that's the other kind of benefit of these multi-generational families working hard, farming and growing and processing our ag products. So we feel blessed to be part of that chain.
You know, it's not easy to run a business. You've been very successful at it. I know you've had some roller coaster times in this business for sure. But you and your wife have always felt that giving back is a part of the whole business. It's not like I hope we can give back to the community. You guys have been committed throughout that this is part of the business plan, part of who you guys are.
Yeah, we feel like we want to be a respected company, a respected brand. And what does that mean? Whether it's our customers or our suppliers or our employees, we want to treat you with respect, and then we figure you reward us with loyalty that enables us to grow and to give. And we call it a delicious cycle. It's kind of like the flywheel in Jim Collins' Good to Great,
right?
If you're into the business books. But our delicious cycle is built on respect, loyalty, growth, giving, which generates more respect. So that, if you can, I'm creating a visual here in my mind, that cycle never ends. So we need to do all those things all the time to create positive energy so that our delicious cycle continues forever, as long as we're around.
It also makes you a really desirable place to work. So the employees, you know, we talk about a lot on this show, people having trouble keeping employees, getting employees. And you know, when you operate the way you guys operate, it becomes a place people want to work. It's a job that's hard to give up.
We want to make sure when someone puts on the apron for the first time that they feel like they're part of something that's a little different, a little unique. We're not a big corporation, nothing against those folks, but we're local, we're personable. We want them to feel like you put an apron on and we work together as a team. It's going to be good for you, it's going to be good for your community, and it's going to be good for your state. Now, there's challenges to make sure that message is strong and they received, and we hire the folks that's important to. So you're right, there are always challenges. We'll never be there, but that's the beauty of always trying to pursue and to always try to continue to uphold the values, and through communication to our staff. And the better we do that, the better they communicate with the community and the guests. And so that, again, completes that cycle. So that we try to make them feel like they're part of something special.
How much do you hear from the guests? Do they give you feedback?
Oh, yeah.
Do they have ideas of their own?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we hear through our website. I hear just from, you know, word of mouth or through our employees. We learn a lot. The good, the bad, and I won't say the ugly, but you know, the
some days,
you know, it's constructive praises and constructive criticism, and we're definitely, our ears and eyes are open to that, because we want to always be on the path of improvement, inch by inch, day by day. Let's try to be better than we were the last day, and let's make sure what people come to Traverse City for the summer. They've had this circled on their calendar all year.
Right.
They walk in our door. They intend to be here and have a good time. We need to make sure we understand that, and we give them the experience that they're looking for here in town. And it's just, you know, we're working. You know, the bakery ovens hardly turn off. But then again, these folks are coming in. They just want to enjoy their time with us, and they've been looking forward to this. So we need to make sure we understand that. And it's not just a number. These are people, mainly from our state, coming into spend time with us and enjoy their vacation.
And this is a great spot to come. Your location here is fabulous. But you have other locations.
Yes.
And people can also go online to check out your pies, right?
Yeah. We're in over 450 locations across this. We're in like 13 states now. We're in Florida, all around. But we do have 10 other locations in Michigan across the state.
It's fantastic. I'm so glad you took some time to be with us. What's the best website to go to?
www.gtpie.com.
All right. Yeah, Mike Busley, GT Pie Company. Just, you know, the ability to run a business and to give back. And I had a pleasure of talking with your wife yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just think you guys are real treasures for the state of Michigan.
Thanks
for being with
Kevin.
Us again.
Thank you so much.
All right, much more from the National Cherry Festival coming up. You're listening to Focus on WJR.